This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
The voice of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, a former prosecutor, telling the Munich Security Conference that the Biden administration formally concluded that Russia has committed crimes against humanity during its nearly year-long invasion of Ukraine. She continued,
"And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account."
The official determination, which came at the end of a legal analysis led by the U.S. State Department, carries with it no immediate consequences for the ongoing war, but Washington hopes it could help further isolate Russian President Vladimir Putin and galvanize legal efforts to hold members of his government accountable through international courts and sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's motorcade left his accommodation in Munich for an undisclosed location Saturday, according to a Reuters witness, amid expectations of a possible meeting with Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. China's top diplomat on Saturday accused the United States of violating international norms with what he called hysterical behavior as a running spat over a suspected Chinese spy balloon bubbled to the fore at the Global Security Conference. The State Department declined to say whether Blinken was holding talks with Wang when asked earlier by a Reuters reporter on the sidelines of the conference about the possibility of a meeting with Blinken. Wang smiled and declined to comment. Tens of thousands of protesters returned to the streets of Israel on Saturday night to fight a plan to overhaul the country's